I wanted the money for a post for a social secretary for the old people, because there were then about 400 old people, some of them had been languishing there for years. I wanted one person full-time to look at their social activities, to arrange things for them. Because the thing I've worked out, really, is that human beings always need something to look forward to, even if it's on the horizon. So I applied for that. And the Mercer's company were really interested in this and said, well, we've never been asked for this sort of project, these sort of projects before. And they said, could they come down and see the hospital before they made a decision? And I said, I'd love to take you around and show you, introduce you to some of the patients who are absolutely delightful. They're funny. They were really funny. They used to make me laugh. I used to love going round. I used to go around and see them as much as possible because they just entertained me so much. So we went, a very nice tall man, I think he'd been a colonel or something in the army, he came down. I said, we'll go around to see the old people, which is where I want the social secretary. And we came across an old lady there who had come in. She was she had a few learning disabilities, but not that much. And she'd come in the night her husband had died in the A&E. And nobody knew what to do with her because she refused to go home. So they put her in an empty bed in the elderly care ward. And she refused to go anywhere. And she was quite happy there. She used to help with the teas and coffees. And I introduced her to this gentleman. And I said, this is Faye, and she's lost her husband. He died the night she came here. And he said, and she was knitting. I remember she was knitting. And he said, oh, my dear, I'm so sorry. And she turned round and she said to him, well, you needn't be, because he was a right mean old bastard, and I was glad to see the back of him. Well, we had to stand there poker-faced because you couldn't. And he obviously didn't know what to do or what to say, so I moved him on quickly, and we went round. But he was absolutely enchanted by it. He thought the whole place was wonderful, like me. And he took a great interest in it. So they gave me a big grant for a social secretary for 5 years. And her job was to organise things, whether it's a tea party, outing. She'd hire coaches to take them down to see the lights. And they go off to the... Then we had loads of orchards in Kent, and they used to go and see the blossoms. And they'd go with an old commode in the back of the coach in case any of them got caught short and they couldn't... Which wasn't very hygienic. It was. You wouldn't be allowed to do it now. It was days before this health and safety. Nobody bothered about it. So that was the sort of the work we had to do.